Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Megillah daf Tezayin. Begin 3 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the narrative from the previous daf, expounding upon the Psukim in Megillah Esther. We're now in the beginning of Perek Vav of the Megillah, where the salvation of the Jewish people is starting to sprout. When Nadudashn Asamelech, the king, was wondering, he was shaking in his bed, what's going on over here? Esther inviting Haman to a party. He's wondering, would anyone tell him if people were plotting to kill him? And he says, take out the Sefer HaZechronis, and he realizes that Mordechai saved his life, and he never did anything to pay him back. So it says in the Pasuk that the king said, what was done as a greatness for Mordechai for this, and the youth of the king, his attendant, said, as the Pasuk quotes in our Gemara, Le'nasi my davar. Nothing was done for him. He was never repaid for saving the king's life by the story of Bigsa Maserish. Now Amar Rava, he comments on this, and he says, Leibim ne'sho'ev in this Mordechai. The youth, the attendants of Achashverosh, when they were saying that, nothing was done to repay Mordechai, it wasn't because they loved Mordechai. Elabim neshesayin this Haman, because they hated Haman, and they knew that the adversary, the nemesis of Haman was Mordechai. Therefore, they wanted to even out that score by saying, nothing was done for Mordechai. So on that, the Pasuk says, in the next Pasuk, the king said, who's in the courtyard? So it was Haman that was coming to the courtyard of the palace of the king on the outside to tell the king he wanted to hang Mordechai on the tree that, as the Pasuk quotes, Heichenloy, that he prepared for him. Now, literally, it sounds like that he prepared for Mordechai. But Tanim Lutna Braisa, Loy Heichen, for himself it was prepared. Because ultimately, he was going to be hung on that tree that he prepared to hang Mordechai. Now, the Pasuk continues, later on, the Pasuk Yud, that king said to Haman, because Haman thought when Achashverosh was asking him, what should we do for someone that deserves the honor of the king, he thought it was about himself. And he said, he's got to wear the royal garb, and he's got to be taken through the streets, and announcements have to be made. So the king said to Haman, quickly take the royal garb and the horse like you said. And as our Gemara quotes in the Pasuk, V'aseichen l'Mordechai, and do that to Mordechai, which the Pasuk continues to say, the Jew who's sitting by the gate of the king. Now, why does he say all these terminologies, Mordechai, the Jew who's sitting by the gate of the king? So Amalei, because Haman responded, he says, Mani Mordechai, who's Mordechai? What do you mean? So Amalei said to him, HaYehudi, the Jew. So Amalei, Tuva Mordechai, it could be Yehudi. There's many Jewish Mordechais. Amalei, HaYesh B'Shah HaMelech. It's the Mordechai, your nemesis, the one who's sitting by the gate of the king. So Haman said, suddenly all the things that he said should be done to this person who he thought it was him is being done to Mordechai. So he said to Achashverosh, look, Sagile B'Chadeskarta. You don't have to do all this that I said for this person. You can just give him one village to be in charge of, or to own, or Inami B'Chadnara, or one river to take taxes from. Amalei, so Achashverosh said to him, Hanami Havle. That also you should give to him. As the Pasuk ends, Al Tapil Dov Mekol Asher Debarta. Don't leave out anything from what you spoke. Yeah, the original stuff you said, that he should wear the royal garb and ride on the horses, and also give him that village and give him that river to take taxes from. So the Pasuk continues and says, V'ika Haman as a Levush, as a Sus. So Haman went, he took the clothing, he took the horse, and he went to, as the Pasuk says, he clothed Mordechai and he rode him on the horse throughout the city. But there's a whole backstory to this. Says the Gemara as follows. Azl Ashkechei Diyasvi Rabban. So he went to find Mordechai, and he saw that his students were sitting kamei in front of Mordechai. Umach v'lehu, and Mordechai was teaching them and showing them, Hilchas Kemitza l'Rabban, and he was showing the rabbis the halachas of Kemitza. Now, that was because he was expounding on the topic of that day. As we mentioned in previous daf, that on the 14th, 15th, and 16th, they were fasting. This was the 16th of Nisan, which is the day when they do the Omer. The Karban Omer is the barley offering, the Tenubas Omer, where you take a fistful and you sacrifice that. So he was showing them the laws of Kemitza. How is that done? How do you take the fistful of flour offering? Because that was when the Beis HaMikdash is around. That's the halacha that's supposed to be done that day. Now, Kivin the Chazi Mordechai, the Apik Lekivli, but when Mordechai saw who's coming opposite him, that Haman's coming to him, and Vesuse Mechid Biyada, and he's holding a horse in his hand. Mirtas, he became afraid. Amlul Rabban, he said to the rabbis, Hai Rishia Lemiktal Navshikasi, this wicked person is coming to kill me. Zilumi Kame, Dilitachavi Begechalte, quickly run away so that you don't get burnt with his cult. Meaning to say, by danger of being around him. Now, by Hichaita, so that moment, Nisatif Mordechai cloaked himself, he covered himself with his talus, Vokamli Litzalusa, and he went to go ahead and daven. Now, Asa Haman b'yasav le'kamayu. So Mordechai was praying. So Haman went and he sat in front of Mordechai. Va'irich ad desalik Mordechai litzlusa. He waited till Mordechai finished his davening. So Amalahu, he said to them, to the rabbis around him, "But ma'iskisu, what are you guys involved in?" So Amar Levi said to him, "Besman shabes mikdash kaim, at the time when the temple is around, man de benad de mincha, whoever donates a flower offering, ma'isi moli kumtza de sulta, he brings a fistful of flour, umishkapale, and he gets atoned. You bring a certain amount of flour, fistful is burned on the mizbeach, like he was showing the halachas of kemitza, which the Omer was one type, specifically on the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, but there, all, every mincha was like that, and the rest is eaten." And umiskapele, and the person gets atonement just with that fistful of flour offering. So Amalahu, he said to them, "Ase mole kumtza kimcha ditru, your one fistful of flour came bedachi asara alfa kikri kaspa didi and overpowered my 10,000 silver talents, which I was trying to use to get you guys executed. And look, your tyre, your one fistful of flour is stronger than my money." On that Amalei, Mordechai said to Haman, "Russia, wicked one. Eved shekana nechasim, a slave that acquires assets. Eved lemi, unechasim lemi. Who does the eved belong to? Who do the properties belong to?" As we said in the previous daf, Haman sold himself as a slave when he didn't have bread to Mordechai. So all that money is not your money. Mordechai is saying it's my money. So Haman said to Mordechai, "Kum lavush hani money. Get up and put on these clothing," which were the royal garb from the king. "V'rochav haisusi, and ride this horse. The bayulach malka, because this is what the king wants to do to you." So Mordechai said to him, "Leichilna, I can't. Ad ayalna lebeibani, until I go into the bathhouse. Ve'eshkel amazi, and I cut my hair. Dalav oirich arle lishtamushi b'mani demalkahach. It's not appropriate to use the clothing of the king in such a way where they were fasting, they were wearing sackcloths. He wasn't appropriate to go out in royal garb." So Shadra Esther went and sent out vasartinu lekulu beibani. She commanded all the bathhouses have to close. In other words, she commanded them that they have to hide. Ulakul Omni and all the barbers that they should close up shop. So Aili Ihu Lebebani Vaschi. So Haman had no choice because this is the only way he's gonna get Mordechai, and they had to do this by royal edict, but there was no barbers and no bath attendants around. So Aili Ihu Lebebani Vaschi, he took Mordechai himself to the bathhouse and bathed him. Va'azl Vaisi Zuzumibesi, he went and brought a pair of clippers of scissors from his house, because Shokal Bemazi, and he was starting to cut his hair as a barber. Now Bahad de Koshakale, when he was cutting his hair, in gid ve'isnach, he fainted and he groaned. So Amalei, so Mordechai said to him, "Am I kom esnachas? Why are you groaning?" Amalei says, "Gavra da hava chashav leila malka mekula ravra v'noihi." What do you mean? The minister, the person who is more honorable than all the ministers and all the noblemen of the whole world in front of King Achashverosh, hashta l'shavi baloni v'safa, now became a bathhouse attendant, became a barber. So Amalei, so Mordechai said to Haman, "Russia, wicked one. V'lav sapir shel kfar kartzim ayisa, weren't you the barber in the village of Kartzim?" Like Tanu we learned in the Brai said, Haman sapir shel kfar kartzim, he was the barber in his village of Kartzim. Esther mishtayim shana, the 22 years. Don't be so great, don't feel so haughty. You were a barber for many years. Now, basa de shaklin lamazi, after that he cut his hair. So lavshin lamani, so he clothed him, the clothing. So Amalei said, "Sak v'rachav, get up on the horse and let's ride." So Amalei said to him, "Loichil, I can't. Dechechisha chiloi mimetanisa. I don't have the energy because of all the days of my fasting." He didn't eat for a few days. Skochin v'salik, bend down, I'll get up. Kisalik, when he was stepping on Haman to get up onto the horse, boy, but he kicked him. So Amalei, so Haman said to Mordechai, "Like Siblechu, doesn't say in your own Torah and Sefer Mishlei, bin folei vecha al tismach, in the downfall of the enemy, you shouldn't rejoice? Yeah, you're getting up on me, but you kick me?" So Amalei, so Mordechai said to him, "Hanemi lebi Yisrael," that's with a fellow Jew. But regarding you, such enemies, it says in Devarim, "Va'ata al b'maisei medidrach," that you on their high places, you'll step. Yeah, we're stepping out in the high ones on you and Haman to get up on the horse. Now it says, so Haman was leading Mordechai in the streets, and he recited in front of him, "So shall be done to a person, asher ha-melech ha-feit b'karoi, that the king desires in his honor." Now, so Haman's taking him through the streets. When he was going through the alleyways, the streets of the house of Haman, Chazite brati de kaima igri. So his daughter, who was on their roof, doing whatever she was doing, saw this procession. Savra, so she thought, "Haide rachav avua," this, that the one who's riding is her father, because she knows her father is the mightiest man in the world, right behind Achashverosh. "V'haide maski kamei Mordechai," and she knows that her father's nemesis is Mordechai. The one who's leading the horse is probably Mordechai. So Shakla Tzitza the Besakisi, so she took the earthenware vessel of the lavatory, of the bathroom, the receptacle of all the waste matter, Vishadisa Arisha Davu, and she threw it on the head of her father, the one who was leading the horse. So Dali Ainis, so Haman, as if he wasn't disgraced enough, now he has all the waste matter from the bucket on his head, and he lifts up his eyes, Vachazas Davuhu, and now the daughter sees that it was her father. So Nafla Meigra La'aro Umesa. So she threw herself off the roof to the ground and she died. And this is what the pasuk subsequently says. But after this whole procession, by Yoshev Mordechai al Shar HaMelech, Mordechai went back to the gate of the king. What does it mean he went back? So Rav Sheshet says Sheshav L'Sakav L'Tanis. He went back to his sackcloth and to his fasting, because this was the third day of the fasting, which they started to fast on the 14th of Nisan, that Esther asked that they should fast for 3 days. It's only after this that Esther is going to start doing what she has to do. Now, although we mentioned in previous daf that Esther had gone in previously, before this happened, it says that Vahiba Yemeshlish Vatilbash Esther Malchus, on the third day that Esther wore the divine inspiration, that was actually the third day of what's called that the runners who were sending out the letters. On the 13th of Adar was when the 13th of Nisan is when Haman and Achashverosh made up and they sent out these letters to destroy the Jewish people. Third day from that is when she went into Achashverosh. But on the 14th of Nisan is when they started the fasting. She said, please daven for me. 14th, 15th, and 16th is when they did. And then it was the night after that Haman was hung. So this is the third day of the fasting. The previous day was when Esther went into Achashverosh. Now it says, Haman nitchef al beisus. Haman was rejected to his house. Avil v'chafui reish. Mourning and covered over his head. As the Gemara explains. Avil al bita. He was mourning on his daughter who, as we said in the incident, died, and he was covered in disgrace on his head because of, like we said, what happened, which was he had all this waste matter that was dumped on his head. Now, the pasuk says, so he comes home, it says, so Haman tells his wife Zeresh and to all his beloved, whatever happened to him. So it says that his sagacious friends and his wife Zeresh tells him, look, if it's from the Jewish people, the Mordechai, that you started falling in front of him, you're not going to be able to. You're going to really fall in front of him. Now, but one thing the Gemara points out is Karlu Oyhavav. First, the pasuk calls those people, his friends, Oyhavav, his friends. And then, but Karlu Chacham, then it says his sages, his smart friends. What's the difference? Amar B'yichan, this is because Kol Oymer Davar Chachma, whoever says something smart, even by the nations of the world, Nikra Chacham is called a smart person. So since they told him really smart things, which is, hey, if Mordechai is from those type of Jews, you're done, which is true. So therefore, they went from Oyavav to being called Chachamav. Now, what did they tell him? If from the children of the Jews is Mordechai, etc. So what exactly were they saying if they know he's a Jew? What they were saying was there are certain Jewish descendants. If he's from them, from those tribes, you're not going to be able to ever recoup your losses. Amrulay, they said to him, Imishar Shvatim Kasi, if he's from some of the other tribes, Yachadle, you could be able to maybe not be totally defeated. But Vimishavid Yehuda, Ubinyamin, Vephraim, Umanasha, from any one of these four tribes, Layichlislay, you won't be able to get anywhere with him. Yehuda Dichsalik says, the passing Bereish is Yad Chaba'ir for Yevechim, where when Yaakov Vinu blessed his son Yehuda, he says, your hand will be on the nape of your enemy, meaning he's going to totally destroy his enemies. And Inach Dechsebu, the other three, it says, the pasuk can tell him, Lefnei Ephraim, Ubinyamin, Umanasha, which he Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin, and he was also from Sheva Yehuda, Ayres Gversecha will awaken your might, you're never going to be able to recoup from him. Which the end of the pasuk says, Ki Nafal Tipa Lefanav, because you're falling for sure, you're going to fall in front of him. Now, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi says, Shtei Nefilis Halal Ulama, what is this two fallings that it says? So Amalei, they said to him, because by them it's really severe. Umazu meshula la'afra meshula kecham. We find in the Torah that the Jewish people are compared to dust and compared to the stars, which is kishen yerdin yerdin la'afra. When they go down all the way down to the bottom of the earth. Kishen oilin oilin kecham. When they go up, they go all the way up to the stars. So when you fall in front of them, you're really gonna fall. As at the end, he really had a downfall in front of the Jewish people. Now it says that they were still in the middle of talking to him. The Sarisi HaMelech Higiu and the attendants of the king, they came by Yefilu, and they hastened him to bring Haman to the party that Esther had made, which she had the previous day gone on the third day of, it was the second day of the fasting, third day of when they had sent out the letters, and now it's the third day of the fasting, and she had asked to have Haman come to a party the next day. So Malamed Shehaviyuhu Bibahal, it says, Sarisi HaMelech Higiu by Yefilu to bring Haman, that they brought him in haste, meaning he didn't get a chance even to wash himself off from the waste matter that was on his head that his daughter threw on him, and they were already saying, you gotta go, and they took him to the party. So at the party, Esther opens up. She says, "Kinim karnu ani va'ami begoyim," because me, my people, we were sold, etc. And it says, "Kiina tzar shayva," and the enemy doesn't even think; he's not even concerned. But nezik hamelech with the damage done to the king, which amulai what Esther was telling to Achashverosh was tzar zeh, this enemy, einay shayva benezik shel melech. He doesn't care about what happens to bad to the king. Ikani ba bevashti v'katli. He was jealous of Vashti; he had her killed. And now he's jealous of me, and he wants to have me killed, which is in the reference to Haman. So it says, so King Achashverosh said, and he said to Esther Malka. Says the Gemara, why does it say two times he said? So I remember, because betchilal did Torgumat. First he was speaking to Esther, because she was a commoner, through an intermediary, through a translator. Once she opened up that she's a Jewess and she's from the royal family of Shaul HaMelech, Miyad Vayim Esther Malkus, he spoke directly to her, says that he spoke to Esther, the queen. Now it says, V'tema Esther, Esther said, Ish Tsar V'Oyiv, a man, an adversary, an enemy, Haman HaRazeh, this wicked Haman, that he's the one who's trying to have my people killed. Now, what's this Ish Tsar V'Oyiv and then Haman HaRazeh? So I remember Lazi, he says, Malam HaShoyitza Machva Klapei HaShoyitza. This teaches that actually initially, you learn this from the extra words, it says Ish Tsar V'Oyiv and Haman HaRazeh. Initially, Ishtar V'Oyev was actually referring to Achashverosh. She started pointing to Achashverosh, an enemy, because he was, as we had said previous dafim, he was also wanted to destroy the Jewish people. But an angel came and swapped her hand towards Haman, and then she says, Haman HaRazeh, because obviously not to start up with Achashverosh, but rather to take down Haman. Now it says, the king got up in his anger, etc. And then it says later on, after he stormed out of and went into the garden, it says, Vamelech shav meginas abisa. Then the king came back from the garden of the palace. So, Makash Shiva Lekima, the Pasuk is equating, as he left in anger, that he came back. Which is Makima Bechema, just like he got up in anger, what's this that my queen is trying, that someone's trying to kill her and her people? Av Shiva Bechema, so too when he came back was in anger. Why? Because the Azlava Ashkech Lamalach Asharish Didamele Kagavi. He went out into his garden and he encountered ministering angels that appeared to be like regular humans. But Ka'akri Leilani Debusti, they were ripping out trees from his garden. Vamaluhi said to them, "Mai Vadecha, what are you guys doing?" So Amalei, they said to him, "Defaktin and Haman." Haman told us to rip out these trees. And that's because to use the trees to hang Mordechai. Now Asla Beise, he came back in, and Haman Neifel Alamita, and Haman is falling on the bed of Esther. So he gets up in anger because of what Haman's trying to do. He goes out. Outside, ripping out his trees, comes back, he sees Haman on his wife. So the Gemara wonders, Nifal, falling, is in the present tense. Nafal mebayle, that he fell, it should have said. So Amar Belazi says, no, malamet shabamalach vepilo. Now this teaches that an angel was there and falling him. Nifal sounds like an active, like a verb. He wanted to get up, but a malach was pushing him down on top of Esther. So Amachashver said, Vaimi Basir, Vaimi Bar. Woe to me inside, woe to me outside. Where am I going? Outside Haman is ripping up my trees. Inside he's taking over my queen. As Vayam HaMelech, the king said, Hakam Lichbash is a Malki Imi Babayis. Do you want to subdue the queen with me in the house? What is this? You're doing this to my queen? And I'm right here? How can you do such a thing? So the Pasuk says, Vayamir Harvayna, Vagaymer Harvayna, who was one of the attendants of the king. He said, you know what? Not only that, do you think Haman's only doing all these things? He also has a tree that Haman made for Mordechai, who Mordechai is the one who spoke good for the king and saved the king's life, that's standing in the house of Haman at 50 amos high, and he wants to use it to hang Mordechai. So the king said, hang Haman on that. Now Amr Belazer says, and all these teachings are Belazer, Af Charvayna Rasha Ba'isa Eitza Hayer. Charvayna was also a wicked person. He was also part of that council on Haman's team to take down Mordechai and his people. But Kivin Shirosh, like the sky Matsasa, once he saw that it's not good, the idea is not happening, it's turning on them, Miyad Baruch, right away he fled, and he suddenly went to the other team to take down Haman. Behind this, it says the Pasuk in Sefer Iyiv, it says, V'yash Lechalov, because Baruch Hu sends the punishments on the wicked person, he has no mercy, Miyadai Barayach Yivrach. The helpers and the crew of the wicked person, they run away from his own hand. Meaning to say, like here, Charvayna, who is part of Haman's team, they run. Once it starts coming down, they run and then they turn on him. And that's what happened also over here, where Charvayna zachal atayv, but really, Charvayna was also one of them, but at the end, he ended up turning on Haman. Now, after he went and They executed Haman. It says v'chamas ha-melech shachacha, and the anger of the king calmed down. Now I could say shach shachacha. Says the Gemara two chavs shtei shechichas halalu lama. Why does it say two calmings? Acha shamacha shalaylam, once referring to the king of the world regarding Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, calm down. Va'acha shal Achashverosh, and one is that of the king down here of Achashverosh. V'amrila, some say no, acha shal Esther. One was regarding because Achashverosh was upset what Haman was trying to do to Esther, and he calmed down from that, that he took care of that. Va'acha shal Vashti, one was regarding his first wife, of Vashti, that he was upset at Haman for having killed his first wife. Now, related to the narrative that's coming up now regarding the promotion of Mordechai, so it says in the Pasuk in Bereish, it says, Lekulam Nasim, when Yosef and his brothers finally met, and Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, so he gave to all of them, Le'ish, Khalifa Smalis, each one of the men of his brothers, he gave a change of clothing. Well, Binyamin Nasim, to his brother Binyamin, he gave Chamesh Khalifas, five change of clothing. So the Gemara wonders, Ef should Davish and Star Bo Eset Tzadik, is it possible, the thing that the righteous person himself, meaning Yosef was sold to a slave, because his brothers were jealous of him, as we continue to Midbeis. Yikasha boy. Now Yosef himself is going to make the same mistake, as the Gemara says. Dama Rabba Bamachas Yom Rav Chama Bagur Yom Rav. It says, Bishvil Mishkol Shnei Slom Melis, because of a weight of two slom worth of fine wool, which is not so much, Shehosev Yaakov Li Yosef Mishar Achav, that Yaakov added to Yosef more than his other brothers, which he had to say in his pasuk, which was just, I had like a little bit more nice, fine wool. That caused the whole thing that our fathers had to go into Egypt because Yosef was sold down over there, and then the brothers came, and then Yaakov came down over there, only because the brothers were jealous that Yaakov gave Ksenis Pasim. And here Yosef is doing the same thing. He was sold down because of that. He's giving now his brother five instead of them, each one. Some Rabbi Yamid Bayef says, Rem is Ramaz. No, this was a spiritual illusion. She'asid ben lotzis mimenu, that Binyamin's going to have a son that's going to come out from his descendants. She'yetzi melefnei ha-melech b'chamisha levushim malchus, that's going to go in front of the king with five royal garbs, which that's what Yosef was too. He was the Mishnah Lamelech, and he's giving over that those royal garbs for a descendant of Binyamin. Shlemelech says in the Pasuk, which is this part of the narrative that we're up to, in the Megillah, u'mordecha yatza b'levush malchus t'cheles v'geymer, where it says t'cheles, chur, Aterzav Gedayla, Tachrichbut, and Argamon. And that's what he was alluding to. Now, once we introduce this narrative, which in Machshavah there's many close relationships between the story of Esther and that of Yosef, so the Pasuk, we continue expounding the Psukim over there that says, V'yipal atzarve binyamin achim, that Yosef fell on the necks of his brother Binyamin. So the Gemara says, Kamatzavar and Havalil Binyamin, how many necks did Binyamin have? So Rabbi Elazar, no, it's a reference, because the neck is the illusion of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the connection of the upper worlds and the lower worlds, like a neck is, between the head and the body. And we find in the Torah that it's referred to as a neck, that he cried on the two temples, which are ultimately going to be built in the portion of Binyamin, which was in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be destroyed. So it was on those two, quote, necks, Beis HaMikdash, that Yosef was crying at that time. Now it says, Binyamin bach al tzavarav, and Binyamin was crying on his neck in the singular. Now he was crying regarding because the Mishkan Shilai, which was before the times of the Beis HaMikdash, which was built in the portion of Yosef and was also going to be destroyed, so he was crying on that. Which also the Beis HaMikdash was an important part of the Megillas Esther too, which as we know that was they were trying to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which was all at that same time too. Now Yosef said to his brothers, "Now, behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Binyamin sees." Why did he separate the eyes of Binyamin seeing who he is and how real he's and vulnerable he's being to his brothers, and separate than what he mentioned from the rest of his brothers? So Amar Belazi says, because Amalem, what he was telling the rest of the Shvatim was Kishem She'im Belibi al Binyamin Achi, just like you know that I don't have anything in my heart against my brother Binyamin. Shlahayi ben Mechirasa, he wasn't even part of my being sold as a slave to Mitzrayim. Kach Im Belibi Aleichem, he was trying to say, so too, I don't have my heart on you. Now he said, Kifi Hamadabra Aleichem, because like my mouth that's speaking to you, what does it mean like my mouth speaking to you? Kifi Kain Libi, like is my mouth, is my heart, meaning what I'm saying is what I'm feeling in my heart. I'm being totally transparent and honest with you that I have nothing against you. Now it says, Ulu'aviv Shalach, because it says, and to his father he sent like this, meaning his father finally could know that Yosef was alive in Mitzrayim. He sent Asar Chamayrim Nesim B'tum Mitzrayim, 10 donkeys carrying the best, the goods of Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara to Mitzrayim, what's the best goods of Mitzrayim? So again, another teaching from Amr Binyamin Ben Yefes, Amr Belazar, says, Sholach lo yayin yashin, send them aged wine. Shadas kenem noichem, because the elders are they appreciate, older people appreciate aged wine. So because that's something that an older person like Yaakov would appreciate, that's the best that there is. That's what he sent back to his father Yaakov. Now it says ve'yilchu gam echav, and also his brothers went ve'yiplu l'fanam, and they fell in front of Yosef. Now, Amr Rabbi Yomim Bayev, Amr Belazer says, this is what people say, Tala bi'idne, a fox in his time, meaning when, if you see that he's being successful, even if he's just a fox, not the lion who is the leader of all the animal kingdom, Skidlay bowed down to him. Yesus now the leader, so the brothers went and bowed down to him. On that, the Gemara asks, Tala? What you're calling Yesus in relation to his brothers as a fox? My bitzerusim achva. Why is he any less than the brothers? Why does this have to be like, okay, really not, but okay, since now he's the ruler of the world, so they bow down. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not because of Talabid. Yosef is just as worthy as his brothers, and of course they should bow down to him. Eliyid mahochet, rather, if we're going to bring out this point, it's on the following incident. It says later on, when Yisrael was dying and he called his son Yosef, and Yosef came, says that Yisrael, Yaakovinu, bowed down at the head of his bed to Yosef. On that, although, of course, Yaakov doesn't bow down to his son, but ultimately his son now is the leader. He is the Mishnah Lamelech. He has all the control. So even though he's a fox, but in this time you bow down to him, and therefore that's what Yaakov did to his son Yosef. Now it says, Ve'inachem Oysam. It's going back to the narrative with Yosef and his brothers, that he consoled his brothers, and he spoke on their heart. So what does that mean? Again, it says, that means to say he said to them things which are accepted on the heart, means to say there are things that resonate with a person. Why? Because he said as follows. He said, if 10 candles couldn't extinguish one candle, I mean the 10 brothers against Yosef, so how could one candle, me, extinguish all your 10 candles? Now going back to the narrative of the Megillas Esther, now that the Jewish people vanquished their enemy Haman, so it says, for the Jews there was light, v'simcha, and happiness, v'sasin, and joy, bikara, and honor. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what are these things? So Ira zu Tyra, when it says that they had light, what do you mean they had light? It means it's referring to Tyra, because Haman made a decree that the Jewish people should not toil in Tyra, and now they could go ahead and learn Tyra. V'chein hu Aimer Sutu, it says a pasuk in Mishlei, kiner mitzvah, a commandment is like a candle, which the candle is the receptacle, it's the vessel that the oil and the wick is in. V'tyra ir, and the Tyra is the light. Which means to say, when one fulfills a mitzvah, it's essentially bringing down the Torah wisdom of his brain to his body. When he fulfills the mitzvah, it's that connection. So that's essentially holding the light of the Torah. But we see the Torah is called light. Simcha ze yamtiv, when it says they had gladness, that refers to yamtiv, meaning to say they fulfilled on themselves the yamtivim that they had. Because again, these were decrees that they should not be able to do. And they reaffirmed themselves in the celebration of yamtivim. And you should be glad in your holiday. So when it says they got Simcha back, it means to say that they were able to go ahead and celebrate their Yom Tovim. When it says Sasan, that they had joy, Zumilis refers to circumcision. And again, all these things Haman had made Gezeris not to do, and now that they conquered him, they could go ahead and fulfill these mitzvahs. And says the Pasuk in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, Sasan Neichel Imrasech, I rejoice on your word. Now, we know that's referring to circumcision, and therefore Sasan refers to Mila, because Mila is something that was given with a mimer, with a amar, not with a dibur. The mitzvahs are all given with a dibur, with a commandment. Bris Mila is with a amar, although both of them mean speak, but they have different connotations, like it says in Bereish Yudzayin, V'yoymer Hashem al Avram, V'atas Brisi Tishma. So therefore, when it says Al Imrasecha, what's the mitzvah was given with an amira, not with a dibur, it's referring to Bris Mila. And so to this pasuk that David HaMelech is saying, Sasa Neichel Imrasecha, we know that that's referring to Bris Mila, because we find elsewhere that David HaMelech rejoiced, as it says in Tilim Perek Vav, Lamnatzech Al Hashminis, which Al Hashminis refers to the eighth day, which is when the Bris Mila is, where he talks about rejoicing that he has a Bris Mila. Because the incident is that one time he was in the bathhouse and he saw himself without Torah, without mitzvahs, because he's not doing a mitzvah in the bathhouse and he can't think in Torah. But once he looked at the Bris Mila, he realized the mitzvah that he has of the Bris Mila, so that he was rejoicing. And therefore, Sasa Neichel Imrasecha is that same idea. When it says, Bikar Elu Tefillin, that honor the Jewish people had, that refers to the Tefillin. So this is a passing devar. Verochol ame arts that all the nations of the world will see. Kishem Hashem nikar lecha, that the name of God is called upon you. The yarmi mekar, and they'll have fear from you. Which fear is generally for something that one is in awe of, which is an honor, and therefore that refers to the tefillin, because B'tanya B'lezah good lemmy says, what does it mean the non-Jews will see you and fear you? Elu tefillin shabereish, this refers to tefillin on the head. When they see when an honorable Jew is wearing those tefillin, they'll fear. Therefore, yukar means to say the mitzvah of tefillin. Now it says that they hung the eis pashandasa of a goymer, goes to all the 10 sons of Haman, aseres b'nei Haman, the 10 sons of Haman. Now Amr of Adad de Ben Yafay, aseres b'nei Haman, all the 10 names that we say in the Megillah of Esther, Veis Pashandas, Veis Dalfin, Veis Pasa, Veis Parasa, all the names. And the aseres, the word aseres, these mentioning the names and the word right after, Tzorch le'memrinu b'nei Shema Achas, has to be said in one breath. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? The reason is because all their souls left at the same moment. So you have to say them one breath, which is what a neshama is. Neshama is soul, neshima means breath. So if you say it in one breath, to bring out this point that all these 10 sons died at one moment. Now Amr Bi'ichnan additionally says, Vav Deva Yezasa, the last son, that when it says Ve'ez Vayezasa, that Vav, which is a Vav, is always what connects, and that vav, tzarech lemimtzecha b'zekifa. You have to really make that a long vav, really stretched out. Kemardaya de livres, like the pole used by the captain in the river of livres, which there were things that were getting in the way, so you have to have a long pole to be able to push away. That's how long the vav has to be of vayezasa. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? So the reason is because kul b'chad zekifa is dakifu. Because it's to point out this thing that they were all hung on one long pole, one beneath the other. So the last vav shows that by being a long pole to say that because this was they were all connected on this one long pole. Now Amr B'chanin the Bar Papa that Dorash Reb Shila Ishkvar Tamarta says Kol Hashir is Kulan, all the songs that are written in the Torah, like we have a shir by Oz Yashir, we have different shirs that are written in the Torah. So Nechtav is Ariach, they're all written with a half a brick, which means the writing Al Gabi Levena on top of a full brick, which is obviously longer. Which that's referring to the empty space of the Sefer Torah. Because the empty part is double from usually the Sefer Torah just lines. But by the Shira, if one looks, there's gaps. So generally by a Shira, you have less writing than empty spaces. More empty space. You have double empty space beneath the writing that's on top of it. And so to then the next line continues, Levena Gabei Riach. You have a full brick worth on top of a half a brick worth of writing. Chutz Mishirizu, except for this song, by the Megillus Esther, right over here when they're celebrating the downfall of the enemy, Umalchei Canaan, and also when Yeshua and Perikud Beis, when they conquered the kings of Canaan, Shariach al Gabi Riach, where there you have the half a brick on top of the half a brick, Ulevena Gab Levena, and the full brick of empty space on top of the full brick of empty space. So essentially you have a line straight down of the sons of Haman, and the empty space is in the middle. Says Gemara Taima, what's the reason by these two places? Because if we don't want, this is symbolic, to have a sustainability for their downfall. Meaning to say, as if, that if you're having like half brick on top of brick, you have it breaks your fall. But if you have it the way it is by the 31 kings of Canaan, and you have it by the 10 sons of Ammon, if you have just straight down, you fall off, you're going straight down. You don't have another half a brick anywhere along the path. And therefore, that's the symbolism of the Shira over here, that it's just the words are on top of each other, and the empty space is straight down in the middle on the sides, that you fall down, you're falling down all the way to the bottom. Now it says, continuing the narrative, that Bayem HaMelech Esther Malka. So after the Jewish people were taking revenge against their enemies, so Bayem HaMelech Esther Malka, so the king said to Queen Esther, okay, B'Shushan Abira Hogra Yehudim, in the capital city of Shushan, the Jewish people killed, as the Pasuk says, and they wiped out 500 people and the 10 sons of Haman and all the other lands of the king. Who knows what they did? Okay, what is it you request, and I'm going to give it to you. Now, it sounds very interesting, and then the Gemara points that out. Amar Bavo, he says, Malamet Sheba Malach V'Satra Al-Piv. This teaches that a malach came along and slapped him on the mouth. Because if you read the words in the beginning, it sounds like he's upset. He says, oh, you know, the Jewish people there, they're killing 500 people here, 10 people, who knows what else they did. And then suddenly at the end, he changes his tune, and he says, oh, what's your request? And it'll be given to you, because he wanted to complain and get angry, but a malach came and slapped him, and he said, okay, what is it that you want? So it says that, that when she came in front of the king, Amar Ima Sefer, she said, with a scroll, let the evil plot of Haman be turned back. What he had thought to do to the Jews should be on his head, and him and his son should be hung on the wood. Now the Gemara asks, the word that it says, it's saying that Esther came in front of the king, and she said, with the book, what Haman had tried to do, the scrolls, to take revenge on the Jews, that they sent out these letters, let them be turned on his head, which was ultimately ben ha'pachu. But the question is, Amar, that's masculine. Amrumi Bailey should say that she said. So Rabbi Yechini says, you're right. Amrulai, which Rashi takes out the Girsa Amrulai, some keep that in, that she said to him that it should be like this. But ultimately, what the Gemara is saying is, Ya'amr bepeh mashakasa b'sefer. It's saying that it should be said orally what's written in the scroll. So in other words, what the Pesukim are like this. The Pesukim are saying in the Megillah, it says, V'kibel ha-Yehud me'esesha achilu lasis. It says in the Megillah, the Jews accepted upon themselves what they started to do, which is because they, and it, meaning they accepted that Esther and Mordechai said, okay, this should be celebrated every year. Why? So the Megillah says, because Haman ben Amadasa Dagogi, he tried to go ahead and kill the Jewish people. And it says, when the queen came in front of the king Achashverosh, Amar Imha Sefer is not the word that Esther said to Achashverosh. Mordechai, who was writing this, that they should celebrate Purim, as the Megillah started saying, he's writing, why are we doing this? Because Haman tried to kill the Jewish people. And Esther came in front of the king and she went, and that it doesn't say those words, but that she went and she pleaded in front of the king. All this Mordechai's writing in the scroll should be said every single year, Im HaSefer, meaning to say that when the person is reading the miracle of the story of Purim, there has to be a Megillah written in front of him with a Sefer. You have to read from the Sefer as you're recalling this miracle. So it wasn't what Esther said to Ahasuerus, it's Mordechai saying about this story. By the way, stopping to say what the story is for a second, this got to be with an Ima Sefer, with a Sefer. Now, the Megillah says that, so they sent Svarim, scrolls, to all the Jewish people, to all the 127 lands of Machas Achashverosh, that they sent Divri Shalom Ve'emes, that these are words of peace and truth, which is referring to their, that they wanted them to go ahead and celebrate the Yom Tov HaPurim and read the Megillah of Esther. So some say Amar Vasi, Melamed Shetzricha Sirtu. This teaches us that the Megillah needs to have etched lines, Kamita Shel Torah, like the truth of the Torah, meaning like a Sefer Torah, which is called Torah Semes, that this halacha may be seen that a Sefer Torah has to have Sirtu, which is etched lines as lines, and then you write the words on those lines. So too, in the saying that Divri Shalom Emes, that the Megillah has to be words of peace and truth, Emes refers to the Torah, Sefer Torah, that so too Megillah has to have etched lines. Now the Pasuk says that Umaymer Esther, and the words of Esther, Kiyim, that fulfilled and maintained and caused the words of Purim, which means to say that it caused the miracle of Purim. So the Gemara wonders, Maimer Esther, and only the words of Esther that she pleaded in front of Achashverosh, that brought about the salvation? What? Divrei Hatzaimis, as the previous pasuk mentions, all the fasts and the pleading of the Jewish people, lo, that didn't cause the salvation? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're right, this is what the pasuk is saying. It's concluding from both pesukim. Divrei Hatzaimis, Umaimer Esther, Kiyim, and the Gemara says, Divrei HaPurim Eilo. It's both of them that fulfilled the miracle. And that's why the pesukim are near each other, to say that it was a combination of the two of them that brought about the salvation of Purim. Now, it says later on, Ki Mordechai Yehudi, because Mordechai the Jew, Mishnah Lamelech HaChashverosh, he was second in command to the king HaChashverosh, but Gadol Yehudim, he was very great for the Jewish people, V'ratzel L'Revechav, and he was found in favor of, simply translated as, the multitude of his brothers. But the Gemara makes an inference from the word L'Revechav, it sounds like from the majority of his brothers, he was in good favor, V'loy L'Chalechav, but not for all his brothers. Malamed says the Gemara, this teaches us Shapir Shemen Mikzah Sanhedrin, that some of his colleagues from the Sanhedrin actually started staying away from him because he wasn't learning so much Torah. He went into governmental positions, into politics, and therefore they stayed away from him. As the Gemara continues on the theme to show, Amar Yisuf says, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yisuf Matzalz Nefashos. It's greater the teaching of Torah and learning of Torah more than saving people's lives. Which, of course, if there's an obligation of Matzalz Nefashos, one does it, but if one has a choice, or just in conceptual, Torah is bigger than that. Why? Initially, Mordechai, when he was mentioned regarding the prophets of his day, was mentioned after four, Ulabasaif Basakhamish at the end after five, as we find. Mikar in the beginning, in the days of Kairish, when Zerubbabel went up from the exile and he had Mordechai with him, which is counted in Sefer Ezra, there was a gap of 24 years between the first counting of those who went up from Golas Babel to Eretz Yisrael to the second one, meaning from the days of Kairish, which was before Achashverosh, to the second Daryavish, which was after Achashverosh. Now, since in the meantime, between those two countings of who went up, Mordechai became a governmental officer, he became second in command, so he actually was diminished in his chashivas, in his status, by the sages. In the beginning, Sivet says the pasuk in Ezra, Shabo im Zerubbabel, who came up with Zerubbabel earlier, before the times of Achashverosh, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Saraya, Re'eloya, Mordechai, Bilshan. So he mentioned after four. Well, the Pasuk Siv, and later on in Sivet Nehemiah it says, which is afterwards, it says, Habam im Zerubbabel, who came up with Zerubbabel? Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azari, Ramoya, Nachmani, and Mordechai, Bilshan, after five. Because he in between that counting, he became he went to politics, although he was doing that to save the Jewish people. And yes, that's necessary, and you have to do it, but that loses the chashivas because Talmud Torah is a greater than that of saving lives. Similarly, the Gemara brings that Amar Rav, Itamah, some say it was Rav Shmuel bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah, it's greater the learning of Torah, Yisim and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, more than building of the Beis HaMikdash. Where Shakol Zmacha Baruch Ben Neroy Yikayim, as long as the prophet Baruch Ben Neroy was alive, Lohinichai Ezra V'Allah, Ezra, the cipher, did not leave him to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Because you have to wonder, why didn't Ezra go up with Zerubbabel to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Kairish, and he waited until the seventh year of the later Daryavish, which was only after the Beis HaMikdash was built, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Ezra, it's born in Ezra Perek Zayin. So the Medrash brings that he was learning Torah from Baruch Ben Neroya in Babel. Now, Baruch himself didn't go up from Babel because he was elderly, and he died over there in those years. Now, although we actually mentioned in the previous daf that Baruch was one of those who prophesied in the second year of Daryavish, that was in Babel that he prophesied, and he sent up the scrolls to Yerushalayim. But one thing we see that because he was learning Torah from Baruch, he didn't even go up for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. He only came after it was rebuilt because Talmud Torah is greater than saving lives, and it's greater than the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, although Mordechai was saving the lives of the Jewish people, he was only Ratz L'Rei V'Echav, but V'loy L'Chol Echav.